Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Art Wheaton is joining us. He's an industry expert with Cornell University's Industrial and Labor Relations School. There's word of a tentative deal in the month-long UAW strike against GM. Art, you've been kind of providing some insight for the past month for us, but, you know, the union leadership, they vote today and then it goes to members. What's the process from here?
Process from here is at 10:30 this morning, the UAW National Council for General Motors will meet in Detroit and they will vote on whether they accept the tentative agreement. If they like what's in the agreement, they will recommend it to all of the union members to vote on it and ratify it. The big decision will come at 10:30 this morning during that meeting, where they decide whether they immediately end the strike, which is what I hope they do, or whether they wait until the ratification vote, which could be another as much as a week or so, until they can get every single UAW member to vote on whether they approve or not approve the contract.
You know, it seems like most people would kind of assume that if something was agreed upon, that it would be voted through and ratified. Is that necessarily the case?
You never know with a vote on what's going to happen, and we can see recent elections for that as well, including recent ratification votes, that one of the ratification votes for Fiat Chrysler 4 years ago did not pass, and General Motors 4 years ago went right down to the wire, and they didn't know whether it was going to pass or not. So you never know, and it depends on the mood and how comfortable the membership are with what is in the collective bargaining agreement. All signs look like it's pretty good, but I hope they vote to end the strike right away because it's getting cold outside. Walking around outside all night long sounds like a very cold thing to do.
Yeah, you're right. But we would get some kind of an indication around 10:30, though, right?
They begin the meeting at 10:30, and depending on how that meeting goes, it could be 11, it could be noon, it could be 1 o'clock. It depends on any questions. So they made that decision on Monday to call all of the 200 General Motors Council folks for the UAW to Detroit. So they knew they were getting close, and they had all 200 vote to say, yes, we're willing and we're ready to go on strike. They want all 200 to vote to say, yes, we're ready to end the strike. So they're trying to be, the UAW international leadership is trying to be as transparent as they can, saying, look, there's no secrets here. This is what's in it.
Yeah, what do we know about what's in it?
We don't know a lot. There is people that have said what's in it, but that doesn't mean it's true. So they've said the signing bonuses could be as much as $9,000 for the ratification for voting yes. A mix of raises and bonus checks or lump sum equivalent checks, so 3% for the raises, 4% for the lump sum is the numbers that I have heard, but that doesn't mean they're true. And then there's also plans to build electric vehicle or an electric truck in the Detroit Hamtramck plant. There's a pathway for temporaries that they can only be a temporary for 3 years. After that, they become a permanent employee. And there was discussion on trying to see if it would take less than 8 years for newer hires to become full-time permanent.
What's in it for GM?
Another contract for General Motors. They're closing three plants. They're going to, if what they said was true, they're going to close the Lordstown, Ohio plant, a Baltimore plant, and one other plant as well, a parts-making plant. So they're going to close three and then convert the Detroit Hamtramck plant. There may or may not be a plant for building batteries near the Lordstown plant, but it wouldn't be in the Lordstown plant. And GM gets four more years apiece, and they get, I'm sure, changes to contract language that benefit them. But they get to start building trucks again.
That seemed to be a big sticking point for the UAW, a closure of those plants. Might that be the thing that could potentially throw a wrench in ratifying this?
I am quite certain that was why the ratification bonus is high, and I'm quite certain that's why General Motors was willing to give a little bit more on this contract, because in my opinion, they made a mistake by announcing those four plant closings so early in the process that they never negotiated or discussed it or talked about it. They just unilaterally said, we're closing these four plants, when they did not appear to be able to do that. They just said, no, we unallocated, we didn't close them. But yes, I'm sure that was a problem at the table.
Well, this was the first of the big three to get settled, and we're not there yet. We know this is just tentative right now. But if this one does get settled, what happens with Ford and Chrysler?
Once they ratify at General Motors, it immediately goes to either Ford or Fiat Chrysler, and that's up to the UAW to decide who goes next. But they've already got like 18 or 20 of the items on their list done. They're just waiting on the GM to finalize some of the economic aspects of the raises and the wording for the temporaries. Almost everything else at both Fiat Chrysler and Ford are already done. They just use the template and do what they call pattern bargaining, so that whatever they get at GM, it'll be very, very similar at both Ford and Fiat Chrysler. So depending on how the ratification vote goes, if they get, say, 75% at GM saying, yes, we ratify, then I would expect the process to be pretty smooth at Fiat Chrysler. I do not anticipate a problem at Ford.
Okay, sounds good. Art, thanks so much, not only for today, but your insight throughout this entire strike. That's Art Wheaton with Cornell talking about the UAW GM tentative deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.